morning and welcome to a Monday on The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlowicz. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Looks as if Maui is looking at some really fundamental changes.
It is. And for anybody who lives there, as you know, the Valley Island has been undergoing a lot of change. There's that new build-out around the airport, the closure of HCNS, and a question of what will happen to its workers and the land. Also, whether condos are coming to the McKenna Resort, scheduled to close in July. And then there's the transition of Maui hospitals from the state to Kaiser. Meanwhile, Maui's population continues to grow, and the many changes on Maui are on our agenda this week, starting with an effort to get the question on the November ballot of whether Maui should have a manager instead of a mayor. Before the weekend, it was again considered by the Maui County Council, and Council Chair Mike White joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Thanks for making time for us. So just to catch everybody up a little bit, it's not exactly a total replacement of the mayor by a manager, but the mayor would be de-emphasized, although still elected, and the county council would be the ones responsible for hiring and perhaps firing a manager, correct?
That is correct. You've got it right on. We're not getting rid of the mayor, but the responsibilities would be changed and a bit reduced. And the focus would be, the focus of managing the county would fall to the, we're calling him the managing director, which is the current term for the manager's assistant. And you're right, it would be selected by the council with assistance from a search firm and probably a citizens committee.
Part of the reason behind this, and this conversation stems back to 2010, is that this would be an effort to be able to get politics out of it. But is that really possible?
Well, you're never going to get all the politics out of anything having to do with government. But for me, the degree to which you can significantly reduce the politics out of not just the selection of the manager and the operation of the county, but also get it out of the selection of the directors and deputies that run the various departments.
So, I mean, this has a spin-out factor to it. It's not just simply the one person who would be selected.
That's correct. And, you know, we have every year, or every 4 years, a turnover of directors with each new administration. And so you have people who come into positions with very little understanding of exactly what their job is, and there's a pretty steep learning curve in many of these divisions throughout the county.
The opposition to this idea has been saying for a while now that if you have the council hiring and firing a manager, then you're really thwarting democracy. How do you answer them?
Well, the nine of us are also elected by the people. And we're elected by the people every 2 years, so the community has a much more frequent shot at us than they do at the mayor. And so I think it's about the same. I don't think we're reducing democracy by any means. And there is actually a significantly larger number of county managed counties than there are those managed by a mayor.
You're talking about throughout the United States.
Yes, and actually in counties our size, I believe there's 36 managed by mayors and 155 or so managed by county managers. So it's not a new form. It's just something that Hawaii is not very much aware of. And, you know, I grew up here and I wasn't aware that there was anything other than a mayor anywhere else.
But now, knowing that and having been talking about this for quite a while, there's the great possibility, perhaps, that voters will answer that question of which governance structure they want come November. But what has to happen between now and then to assure that that question would be asked?
Well, the committee that was formed, a special committee on county governance, has submitted their committee report and suggested charter changes to the council, and so the matter has been referred to our PIA committee, and which is Policy and Intergovernmental Affairs, and so that committee will be the one to hear the report and hear a testimony before the council. And then we need to take action on that before or by the first week of August.
So and, the timeline
voted out by the council by then.
So that seems to be a reasonably short timeline, considering it's already the first week of June. As you look at the process that this proposal is in now, and also the way it was sort of set up on Friday when the council began to consider it, it almost looked like it was going to have a first reading. What happened?
We can have a first reading because it came from what was formed as a standing committee of the council. But it would be unusual for us to take up an issue of this significance just at the council level. So we felt it was appropriate to send it to a committee for a further review.
But wasn't there some
action?
I'm sorry, wasn't there some discussion that was being fast-tracked in that way and that was inappropriate?
Which was being fast-tracked?
That somehow, I mean, the way it looked going into the council meeting, I mean, just to look at how it was scheduled, it looked like it was almost coming up for a first reading and that there was some real opposition to the inappropriateness of that.
Well, no, I think it's appropriate for us to send it to a committee for a review. So that's what we've done.
At this point, when you have roughly 2 months and with the first long day of hearings is scheduled for the end of June, will there be any movement to move that a little closer to now?
It's unlikely because we have several members that are traveling in the meantime. And for this action, we, of course, want as many members as we can get to be present at the hearings.
Not that you could always be a prognosticator, but given the fact that you have only roughly 8-9 weeks before this would have to be down and done to get it onto the ballot, a sense from the council that this is moving forward or that there's too much opposition to it now?
Well, I don't, you know, with the Sunshine Law, I can't ask people where they stand as far as support or opposition. My sense is that the requirement to have 6 votes for any charter amendment proposal, my feeling is that the 6 votes are going to be tough to get.
So at this,
and so if the community is really interested in having this happen, they need to turn out and make sure that the council hears that they would like to have the opportunity to decide on this issue themselves.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thanks very much for the time this morning.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Have a great day.
You too.
Aloha.
Mike White is chair of the Maui County Council and represents Makawao, Haiku, and Paia. The choice to have that question put on the ballot will have to be decided by the council by August.